Davianne Blackfeather, also known as Davy, or Mistress of the Seventh Level of the Underworld, sighed loudly. She crossed her arms over the plunging neckline of her crimson suit while she glared at the streets. Like her sisters, she was big, bold, and curvy. But unlike her sisters, she had little patience for annoying competitions. Business went on as usual in the Seventh Level, or Seventh, as most called it, even if things weren't looking so good for their mistress. Watching her guards carry the damned to their place of torture, she clenched her teeth. Damn it. Leonia, her twin and biggest opponent, and her other sisters were growing their minions by leaps and bounds. Davy, not one to stay behind, had snooped on her sisters and found that they'd done it by matchmaking between their minions. The horror! Yet she knew if she wanted to increase her own numbers, which had been the highest before her sisters had started beating at her heels, she needed to join in the matchmaking. Soft knocks had her turning on her 4-inch red patent leather Jimmy Choo's. Just because she lived in hell didn't mean she had to lose all sense of style. Not to mention, her mother would kill her. As the queen of the underworld, Rihanna took pride in her gorgeous red and black suits and sexy spike heels. Her mother wouldn't let one of her own live it down if she caught them dressed in anything but sexual perfection. "Come in," she growled, patience all but snapping. Lauren Neves, her assistant, smiled demurely, showing off her perfect white teeth. She headed toward Davy, kitten heels clicking on the red stone floor. She held some papers in her hands. Davy made a growl of distaste at the old maid outfit her assistant wore. Like Davy, Laura was big, with generous curves. She should have been showing them off instead of hiding them. "How many times do I have to tell you to update your wardrobe?" She took the papers Laura handed her. New souls had been brought to Davy's level of hell. Hell wasn't just a giant pit, like most mortals thought. It was divided into levels. A soul was sent to a level based on how evil they'd been in their mortal life. Davy's level boasted of those souls that lived a life of gluttony. Too much of everything, and not enough appreciation, had brought them to her. In the Seventh, they learned to do without. In some cases, they were tortured by seeing others have more than them. Unless they were one of her guards or staff, souls lived with the minimum of basics. Whenever they tried to get more, they ended up with less. Such was their torture.
"And I've told you each of those times that I am not dressing to catch any male attention. I dress for comfort."
She lied. Davy knew she lied, but refused to call her on it. It was expected of her underlings. They were in hell. No way she wanted honesty around her.
"I won't dress like a whore because you say so."
"You're my minion," Davy groaned. "You need to look the part. Sensuality isn't a crime, though you act like showing a little skin will kill you. Again."
"I'm your assistant," she countered with a grin. "One of them, anyway. You know the deal. I do whatever you ask, as long as it is related to the Seventh. My clothes don't impact your business."
"You look like a grandmother." Davy shook her head. Laura raised her brows.
"And you look like a high-priced hooker."
"Thank you," she grinned, glancing down at her boobs. "But that's not the point."
"Of course it is,"
Laura chuckled.
"I don't have the body that you have, and I'd never feel comfortable dressed like that."
"Oh, don't give me that crap. I know a lot about your time. You wore those plunging necklines and satin dresses that drove men wild."
Davy pouted.
"As for the body, we have the same body." She slapped Laura's wide hip on the side, running her hand up to her shoulder, barely bypassing her heavily covered breasts. "You have big legs, big hips, big arms, and generous breasts." She tugged at the fabric of Laura's outfit. "You have a great body that should be seen.